Aircheckdownloads.com.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 12.
He's right, folks. And hello. I suppose you're wondering what I did on my holiday. Well, I'll tell you. I packed the car, cancelled the milk, said goodbye, caught the boat, went to France, ate a lot, saw the sights, went to Italy, booked a hotel, ate spaghetti, drank a lot, got a bit tanned, went to Switzerland, saw the mountains, drove to Munich, went up the tower, came down again, drove to the border, went into East Germany, thought it was boring, border guards nasty, turned around, fled to the west, what a relief, saw the Black Forest, very pretty, packed the car, came back and did 4,000 miles altogether. But I'm back. And they've done their usual trick here at Capital. While I was away, they've completely rearranged the whole studio. All the knobs are in the wrong place. It's gonna be a disaster, I know it!
Guess you never knew.
Oh! Sound of Paul McCartney, 38 this week. He is, not on the charts, in life. It's 6 minutes after 12 o'clock and tons of stuff today on the Cuddly Ken Show.
The Kenny Everett Show.
This week starring Kenny Everett as himself. Yes, folks, packed with contests, and this week they're dead easy. They're ones you all know, so you can all join in, youngsters and mums alike. They're all terribly famous tunes, and now, probably I should read the weather, really. 22 degrees centigrade at the moment, cloudy now, and sunny periods later.
That was the weather for men.
Elvis Costello and etc. And that's a new one. It's nice to hear so many new records. I've been away in Germany and they don't play new records over there. They're still on ABBA. And went into East Germany. Didn't think much of that. Everyone who thinks communism is a groovy new religion should go to East Germany for about half an hour. And then they'd come back and Maggie would be king or queen. 9 minutes after 12, contest next.
Jason Robards saw it coming.
Maybe it's because we're all
underdogs,
but we choose Telly B.
Hi, back to me, 10 minutes after 12 o'clock. And, funsters, it's contest time! And as I said, they're dead easy today, so mums, stand by your dials as well, because everybody knows these tunes. The first one is a terribly speeded up one, and I've speeded it up an awful lot today because I think it's quite easy, so I've made it more difficult than usual for you. And here it comes. What's it called? Bit of a swine hunt, eh? That piece of music we played at the start of the show, by the way, millions of phone calls already about that. That was Star Trek. The movie. Great stuff. That's a Sony digital recording, actually. No tape involved or something. And it sounds better than live. So buy the LP and see the film and the T-shirt and etc. Okay, people who ring in today actually get put through over the air. And if you've got a request to say, you've got 10 seconds to say it in. I thought that would be quite wise to do that. And this is what you've got to say it over. So get your Auntie Flo in and your Uncle Bert before this happens. That'll happen to you after 10 seconds, so cram it all in, all right?
This is Capital Radio.
The best station with the best music.
And today on the Edna Bucket Show, we bring you contests that any prune-brained nincompoop can do. And we've already tried them out on the pruniest brain nincompoop we could find, Kenny Everett.
He's right, folks. Even Alan Freeman says...
All right.
There's a groovy name, Zane Griff, and Ashes and Diamonds. Got a few sticker patrol reports. We've been having people collect them while I was away, enjoying myself in foreign parts. And got lots of Lancia's, Datsuns, Renaults, Fiats, Volkswagens. Doesn't anyone make Austins anymore? It's 15 minutes after 12, and Michael Aspel time.
This fella's going down the road with his girlfriend, and she looks in a shop window, and she says, "Call that lovely ring. I really love that." He says, "Right, you can have it." So he took a brick out of his pocket, threw it in the window, and gave her the ring. Then they were going down the street, and they passed another shop, and she said, "Oh, look at that lovely fur coat. I'd really love to have that." So he says, "Right, no trouble." Took another brick out of his pocket, threw it through the window, walked down the street a bit further, and she said, "Oh, look at them lovely handbags." He said, "What's the matter? Do you think I'm made of bricks?"
Call that a joke?
And now, step inside a Capital Memory Module.
Mama, please! That was Rawhide by Guess Who? Yes, Frankie Lane.
Before that, you heard Tid You on a Taxi and Put Your Head on My Shoulder by Paul Anker, and many more, including Summer Holiday by Cliff Richard. Hope that jangled a few of your memory buds. And now...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Paul McCartney.
Yes, indeed. 38 this week, Paul McSee. Lots of his stuff in the show today, including a couple of tracks from the new album. Might even cram a bit of that in. But first, it's contest answer time. Yeah, that's what it was. A lot of people thought it was the ELO's new one, I'm Alive. But as you can hear, it wasn't. And the person who got it right first didn't want to be subjected to our explosion machine, so she rushed off, just left us her name and address, to which we will send her a fabulous prize called Rolls-Royce Greatest Hits. Sandra Miller, 5 wins, Winchester Drive, Cox Green. And talking of Cox, do you know, in Germany, they call peanuts cock. And I've brought a box here for you to see, look. It's... I won't tell you what the manufacturers are called. But there it is, look. Hand me some cock, laugh. And now it's 22 minutes after 12. Here's a few words from our sponsor.
In 1963 in the Bronx...
Give 3 cheers across the nation. Here's the week for celebration. Dear old Paul is 38. And here's a tune he wrote that's great. In fact, it's fantastic.
Well, it's not fantastic, but it's good enough for me, you know.
Yeah.
Because the world...
Celebrating his 38th birthday this coming Wednesday, Paul McCartney and all the rest of the lads gathered around the microphone and doing wonders with their tonsillators. And no much instruments in that. Wonderful voice control and good tune as well. It's 26 minutes after 12. And hello, Sticker Patrol, I'm back. I'm back.
Hello, you're back.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
What a drag.
Oh.
Never mind. Here's 3. A red something or other that we spotted while you were away. YUV339T. Zipping past with a capital sticker. Also a white Datsun TYV495S. And a red Avenger CJN51T.
Thank you, Sticker Patrol. Many more coming up. And now it's contest time. Or is it? Shall we strain our brains? No, we'll wait till 1:30 and fill in with some Jerry Rafferty. Good. I see the nicest record in the world came out while I was away. Queen's new one. Fabarooty. And now it's contest time. Fancy that?
Yeah!
Wonderful. Here it comes. We're going to play a famous record, and you've got to tell us how many notes there are in it. Okay, ready to count the notes? A little twiddly bit on the end, that makes it, let me see, 4,923,824. And the only person to get it right was Miss Edna Clouds of Brixton, and she gets an electric McDonald's quarter pounder that shouts, "Eat me," in Japanese.
And now, Spots Before Your Ears Productions bring you
commercial time.
Leonardo da Vinci, Picasso, Rembrandt, all great geniuses, and yet...
I was only kidding with the last contest, but I suppose you noticed that already. But now we have a real one, so get your head in gear, folks. Live Jingles Limited bring you contest time. This one's dead easy as well, because everybody knows the tune. They're all classic favorites today. So everybody hover over the dials and tell me what this is.
You better.
That's the Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow. It's 23 minutes to 1 o'clock and we have a winner on the line. Hello there.
Hello there.
What's your name?
Mike Silcott.
And you're from some funny little village somewhere.
Yes, that's right. I'm from work at the moment in Ingerstone in Essex.
Ingerstone. I know that, but where's the village you were born at?
Well, Great Baddow in Chelmsford.
Great Baddow. Yeah. Fab. What did you guess the contest was?
It was Pat Boone.
Well,
you better come home, Speedy Gonzales.
Done!
You better come home, Speedy Gonzales.
What a great old tune. And Mike Silcott got it right first. Mike, you've got 10 seconds to do all your requests in, starting now.
I don't know what to say now.
8 seconds?
7,
I
6?
I just
got
to say to all my parents,
and
to my wife.
Oh! Tough beans! Oh, wonderful!
Tough luck, Mike. Better luck next time. Give us another ring in a few days and see if you can fit all your requests. It's best to write them down, actually. That's always a good idea. From now on. Actually, Mike wanted, he told us beforehand, he wanted Paul McCartney's new LP, so that's on the way. And here's something that he did years ago that still sounds wonderful now.
AircheckDownloads.com.